Ever feel like your WordPress site is moving in slow motion? Switch to Kinsta's Managed Hosting for WordPress and watch it fly. Host your site on Google Cloud's fastest servers with worldwide data centers so your pages load instantly. Need help? WordPress experts respond in under 2 minutes and will migrate to your site for free. Try it yourself. First month free at Kinsta.com. That's Kinsta.com. Kinsta. Simply better hosting.
In cybersecurity, speed is survival. SOC Radar is your early warning system, monitoring external threats to your company to spot risks before breaches. SOC Radar delivers proactive threat intelligence with actionable insights for holistic exposure management across attack surfaces, dark web, and brand protection. With automated detection, triage, and investigation, SOC Radar is your business's frontline defense. Start your free trial at socradar.io/podcast. That's socradar.io/podcast. Don't wait.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks.
Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your back porch professor. I hope you're all having a wonderful, crisp October weekend. I can certainly tell you who's not, and that's the likes of former CIA Director John Brennan, former FBI Director James Comey, the ultra-repulsive Adam Schiff, the perpetual forever loser Hillary Clinton, and yes, the one and only Barack Hussein Obama. This is absolutely extraordinary. Kash Patel has just confirmed that the recent indictments of John Bolton and James Comey are just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to exposing Operation Crossfire Hurricane, the deep state conspiracy that was designed deliberately to sabotage the democratic integrity of a United States presidential election. Kash Patel has just confirmed that more indictments are indeed coming. And we're not talking minor players here or procedural violations. We're talking about potential charges that could reach all the way up to Barack Obama himself. This is not political theater. This is the systematic dismantling of what may be the most extensive abuse of power in American history. And it's happening right now in real time. Mike Davis, the former clerk to Justice Gorsuch and founder of the Article 3 Project, he's very, very close to President Trump. He has confirmed that as we speak, there is now a federal grand jury that has been officially impaneled to begin meeting on January 12th of 2026. In Fort Pierce, Florida. That's in the Southern District of Florida. And Davis and others have confirmed that this grand jury will indeed investigate everything involving the FBI's Crossfire Hurricane operation, along with how the Biden administration repeatedly weaponized the law against Trump and potential criminal conspiracy charges to boot. And to me, that's what's so key here. It's not merely a matter of Fort Pierce's proximity to Mar-a-Lago. It's just an hour away. It's the fact that conspiracies are trans-jurisdictional, right? Conspiracy charges could be tried anywhere, like money laundering. And we're being told that, or money wiring, rather. And we're being told that this grand jury is considering evidence that's going all the way to the top, to Obama himself. Now, you recall this all broke when Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard officially referred Obama administration officials to the Department of Justice, Pam Bondi, for criminal investigation for what she called, quote, treasonous conspiracy. So that term conspiracy is key because it allows Pam to impanel a grand jury outside of the swamp in D.C. and deep within a red state where these juries don't kid around, right? We now know, based on the documents released by Tulsi, so we're talking official emails, intelligence, firsthand witness accounts, all these kinds of things, that President Obama, as he was leaving office, he met with his top officials and he was told there was absolutely no evidence whatsoever of Russian collusion in the 2016 election. That was a unanimous opinion from every single intelligence agency, FBI, NSA, CIA, Homeland Security. But instead of accepting that intelligence, Obama deliberately worked to suppress that assessment and push out a different story, a false, fabricated story that Trump was compromised by Russia. And again, it was Hillary that provided the cover, as it were, right? So the Clinton campaign secretly funded the infamous Steele dossier and hid the spending as legal fees behind the Perkins Coie law firm. So you can hide spending in a law firm because you can hide behind the lawyer-client confidentiality, right? So Clinton provided the fabricated evidence. Then senior Obama aides and campaign lawyers pushed unproven stories like the Alpha Bank connection, despite knowing that the whole thing was absolute bunk. The FBI moved forward. They ramped up all these investigations. They spied and all of this, even though they knew the evidence was debunked. And then while all of this corruption was underway, you had the likes of CIA Director John Brennan and Adam Shifty Schiff deliberately leaking classified information to the press to get them to write incriminating stories on Trump. Again, even though they all knew that it was bogus, they knew it was all a lie. In fact, I think Schiff right now as we speak is in very hot water. He's being called out by a Democrat whistleblower. Let that hit you. He's being called out by a Democrat, a career Democrat intelligence officer who worked for Democrats on the House Intelligence Committee for over a decade. And apparently this is someone who even considered Adam Schiff a personal friend, someone who watched the Russia hoax unfold from the inside and finally couldn't stay silent anymore. So this is going back.
In cybersecurity, speed isn't just an advantage, it's survival. SOC Radar is your early warning system against hackers. SOC Radar continuously monitors the external threat landscape, so cyber threats hit your radar before they hit your business. But it doesn't stop there. SOC Radar empowers your company with proactive exposure management, actionable insights that help you stay ahead of cyber criminals and minimize business impact. And with SOC Radar's holistic exposure management, you get complete visibility, attack surface monitoring, dark web monitoring, threat intelligence, and brand protection are all unified in one powerful platform. SOC Radar isn't just another tool. It's your frontline defense in a world where threats never sleep. Start your free trial at socradar.io/podcast. That's socradar.io/podcast. Don't wait.
To 2017, and this whistleblower claims to have been in an all-staff meeting where Schiff made a declaration that he was going to intentionally and deliberately leak classified information, which is a felony, that was derogatory to President Trump so that it would be used to indict Trump, put him under investigation and indict him. And the linchpin here is that somebody is engaging in criminal behavior here. It's either this whistleblower making a false accusation precisely because it's a crime to lie to federal investigators, or it's Adam Schiff. That alone lends credibility to these accusations, especially given the fact that they're coming from a fellow Democrat and they're being leveled against a guy who was formally censored by the House for lying precisely about this Russian collusion nonsense back during Trump's first term. And on top of all of this, this Florida grand jury is looking at all the evidence of the Biden administration's deliberate weaponization of government and the justice system against President Trump and his supporters. So this involves, of course, the FBI under the shadow of the Biden administration collecting, we now know, 30 million phone records targeting conservatives, MAGA supporters, anyone even remotely associated with President Trump's orbit. They were spying on 8 Republican senators, 1 Republican representative, 92 conservative organizations, including Charlie Kirk's Turning Point, all surveilled, all mapped, all cataloged, and what many analysts are calling an official White House enemies list. So obviously this wasn't law enforcement. This was political warfare disguised as an investigation. And many are drawing parallels, historical parallels, with that Operation COINTELPRO. That's when the FBI was spying on Martin Luther King and a number of others. But in many respects, this dwarfs even that dark chapter. Many pundits are arguing that nothing in American history even comes close to comparing to this breach of civil liberties. Now, when all is said and done, there is an old saying: when you come at the king, you better not miss. If you're going to try to take out the king, you had better not miss. And we actually saw this play out in real time several years back in the nation of Turkey, back in, I think it was 2016, where basically a paramilitary unit tried to overthrow President Erdogan. They tried to take him out in a coup. And for a while, it was a little touch and go there, but Erdogan came out victorious, and I can assure you his enemies did not. It was a brutal crackdown that followed on Erdogan's political enemies. And I bring that up because social and political theory corroborates that old maxim. If you're going to go after the king, you had better not miss. Because in effect, what happens is that in surviving the coup attempt, often the leader ends up stronger than ever. And that's usually technically through the consolidation of power. That's exactly what Erdogan has been doing. And in many ways, interestingly, Trump has been doing that as well. But astonishingly, his consolidation is completely constitutional. He's single-handedly, more than any president in a century, and of course, through the help of the conservative majority on the Supreme Court, he's restored the power of the presidency, the power of Article II that invests the president with ultimate authority over the whole of the executive branch of government. And what Trump has been successfully doing is dismantling the administrative state of unelected bureaucrats who have for over 90 years exercised inordinate power over the presidency, limiting the scope of the president's power by orchestrating, implementing, and enforcing national and even international policies completely independent of any executive or legislative or judicial accountability. That is all being dismantled as we speak. Trump has clearly consolidated his constitutional power, and now his Justice Department is finishing the job. The indictment cometh, butter the popcorn. This is going to be absolutely amazing. So what do you guys think? Who do you want to see most indicted? Let me know. Who do you most want to see indicted, or most indicted for that? Let me know, guys. You're the ones changing the world. Put it in the comments down below. And as always, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button for breaking news and analysis you're not going to hear anywhere else. Love you guys. God bless.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.